Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? For the past 25-plus years, every single workday, Monday through Friday, and sometimes on the weekends, my entire life's work is about helping CEOs, presidents, and business owners become more successful, not less successful. But every once in a while, because of overwhelming conditions, people can have the misfortune of going out of business. Now, I'm a strong believer that it's the business person's attitude, understanding, and knowledge that goes a long way towards success. But every once in a while, there are circumstances that do drive people out of business. This is a devastating experience, and I would hope no one has to face it, but the realism is it does happen. If you realize that you're just not going to make it, you've done everything that you can possibly do, there is nothing else to do, you've given it all, and you need to decide to close the doors, what do you do? Well, you consult with your attorney. You say, this is what I'm doing, and what happens when I do this? What are the ramifications? You make sure all of your taxes are paid. You check with your CPA. You get all the necessary information and understanding that you need to make sure that although this is a pleasant experience, unpleasant experience, it'll go as smoothly as possible. Don't forget to formulate a personal survival plan on how you're going to keep yourself and the family fed, housed, while you're going through this life-changing event. This is a time when you'll find out exactly who your friends are. Most people you know, personally and in business, will scatter. They just won't be there. In the wake of losing your business, as you put together a business plan for survival, you have to think about what are you going to do to provide the necessary income in the months ahead. Don't look to others or to the government to help you because the chances are they're just not going to. It's wasted energy. You need to be proactive. You need to move yourself personally and business forward. Life isn't over. It's just the beginning. There are two points that I'd like to make. And the first point is, if your business must close for whatever reason, all is not lost. What did you get out of it? What did you learn? You've learned a great deal of experience. You've learned what to do, and you've learned what not to do. And the learning what not to do can be just as important as learning what to do. You know, in my experience over these years and talking to very successful business people who make millions of dollars take-home pay, they will tell you that they went out of business not one time, but several times. It took them a period of time and businesses and failures to become successful. So if you have this failure in your life, it's not a failure. It's one step towards success. And of course you may feel bad about it. You may feel depressed. You may feel down. But it's not over. You'll work your way out of it. You'll survive. And then one day, you will turn around and you'll go, I have an idea. I know I said I'd never go into business again, but here I go. I'm going back into business again. Make sure that you are consulting with the attorney so you understand whether you're paying the debt off, whether you're negotiating the debt payment, when you're filing bankruptcy. Just be proactive, understand what you're doing, have a plan, and make sure that that plan is the most reasonable way that you can resolve yourself of these issues, that you can get through them. It's happened to many business people. You won't be the first. You won't be the last. But hopefully, you've learned a great deal about business, and this will be the last time you ever personally experience it. Look at it this way. Because of the experience that you've had, you now have gotten your PhD in business. Well, what do I mean? Well, You've experienced the worst. You've experienced the best. You've been put through it. So you really understand what it all means. Just because people go to school and they get higher education, which I'm all for, of course, and even if they're getting a PhD, when they get out of school, they've got to get through the experience and the PhD of life, and that's just what happened to you. I'm not saying that it's something that you'd want to have happen, but it does happen. And keep in mind, at some point, it's going to be irresistible for you to do it again. That's why you need to evaluate where you went wrong, where you had the problem, what you didn't understand, and possibly one of the things that you didn't understand is the sales process. You have to sell it. You have to prospect it. That's where most business people do not succeed. They have an idea, they have a skill, they have a talent. But because they didn't understand prospecting, sales, and marketing, they weren't able to bring in enough business. So think about what you didn't know, what you did not do well, and then start studying it. Maybe if prospecting and sales are your weak point, maybe you temporarily get a job selling. Take 6 months to decompress. Get out there and really understand what it takes to sell something. If your problem is accounting, if your problem is production, whatever the problem happens to be, dig right in. Learn about it. What do you need to know to become more successful the next time? As I said, all is not lost. It's just one more step to success. You have gone through an experience that will be incredibly valuable in the future, although you may be feeling the pain right now. So try to be optimistic. Try to understand what you need to do. Get your plan together to close the business. Get your plan together to survive. Make sure that you're doing everything that's legal and ethical so that you can hold your head high in the business community. And you will not only survive in the future, but you will prosper. And this experience that you've had, as unpleasant as it is, will be invaluable. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you. And let me add something, because this is the most important point. If you see things not going well, if you think that all is lost, dig down deep. Get some advice. See if you can actually save the business. See with a little more effort, a little more planning, a little more understanding, if you can turn it around. If you do that, and you can turn it around, you'll be very happy with yourself. If you do everything that you can, you throw everything at it, and you don't turn it around, and it still has to be closed, you'll say to yourself, I did everything that I possibly could do. So, before you even contemplate closing your business, think about everything that's possible so you don't regret closing it 6 months from now. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.